soul-stealing magi.
Flesh-eating creeps.
Yeah, it's just another day at the office for the madhouse. My werewolf partner and I attempt to keep the peace without being torn to pieces. Weep at the wonder.
Howl at the horror.
And keep the light on. It's gonna get dark. This is the 100-handed.
Lost Soul. Episode 10, What Went Down at Sundown.
I've been here for a long time. I've been here for no time at all. Time. What's time? A river? A storm? An arrow or an arc or a circle or a spiral? Watch a million movies? Read a billion books? All of them will have some clever way of talking about what time really is. Is it a trick? Whatever it is, I've been here for a long, long time. There's the crossroads again. Wherever I wander, whichever path I take, I always wind back here at this signpost. So many signs, pointing in so many directions to so many memories. I think they are mine. Most of them have a little girl. She looks like me. A birthday at age 7, an argument between my mom and dad at age 10, the day I ran away at age 12. I can't lie to myself, though. There's one path I haven't been down. The path where I failed engraved Washington. Michael. God, Michael. If I'd been more capable, he'd... It's happening again. It's always happening this way. I fail somebody. Lily Thomas. Most likely to succeed my ass. I can't wait here. I have to move. Again, the specters of the past haunt me. There's the trailer I grew up in.
I'm trying, Caroline.
I'm standing outside, listening. Just like when I was a little girl. My friend from school walked me home. I can't even remember her name. We just sat outside, listening.
Can't get out of bed in the morning.
Was this where my life started? The greatest burden a child must bear is the unlived life of the parents. Carl Jung said that.
The only problem I got is you, woman.
I can't stay here listening to this. Every time I travel down this road, it's the same. The same sense of impotence. The same sense of failing someone that needed me. I ran. Ran like I did when I was a little girl through the woods. That sound! It's coming from deeper in the woods. A river? This isn't how I remember it. There wasn't any river where I grew up. Impossible. The river is flowing up? It doesn't look like any river I've seen before. This place reeks of power.
Angrily.
A boat?
Angrily. Angrily. Death is but a screech.
Ferryman, who are you?
An image. A You seem thirsty. Why not have a drink?
Why?
It will take you up.
Up? Why would I want to go up? It's safe here.
Indeed. Too safe. Would you hide away in the depths of your mind while your comrades struggle on without you?
Comrades? Are you calling me a coward?
I merely asked you a question. I can lead you out of this place, or you can drift here until your body decays.
I don't wish to step into these waters. What are they?
The River Etel.
No river I've heard of goes by this name.
The River Leth. The old Hellenic myths go that the souls of the dead must drink of it so that they can forget their lives before they are reborn. I have borrowed from their collective imagination.
And why should I seek to forget anything?
You shouldn't. This is the River Etel.
Lethe, but backwards.
Any wielder of magic ought to know the importance of spelling.
You're a cryptic one, Spirit. You seem so familiar. You're saying this water will make me remember?
Are ye able to drink of the cup that we all drink of? We spared no meager amount of suffering to bring you this stream.
Have it your way. What trick is this, Spirit? An arm? It's got me! Help me! Help! They're dragging me!
Row, row, row.
Ferryman! I thought... Let them take me. If I was stupid enough to drown here, perhaps I should. Then I thought, fuck that!
Still.
Let go!
The help!
I got her.
Let... Engraved? Drafted Wexler?
You're back! Drafted Lily, you're back!
Not to make this awkward, but can somebody get me some clothes?
Cream? Sugar?
A little sugar is fine. Thank you.
How are you feeling?
The walk to here was difficult. I've always read about those people who stayed in extended comas, how they suffer muscular atrophy. Reading and experiencing are two different things, though.
Lucky for you, you have a supernatural being watching over your recovery.
I doubt Solomon sees himself as supernatural. I can already hear wails of protest. But yes, I'm glad the power of the baths has kept my body from atrophying. More than normal, anyhow. God, that's good coffee.
There's not many perks to working as middle management in an organization that faces life or death on a daily basis, but the coffee kept me around.
I know better than that.
Hush you.
I suppose we can't put it off forever.
No, we can't.
Okay, give me a moment.
Do you mind if I record this for future reference?
Not at all.
Whenever you're ready. Be thorough.
When Michael engraved Washington returned from meeting with the palimpsest, he had the task for me.
Could you explain why a member of your team spoke with a palimpsest?
I thought you knew.
I do, but not everyone in the madhouse is on the same page when it comes to our staffing concerns. If I pass this recording along to others for analysis and hope that they catch something I miss, I don't want them stumbling over anything that has nothing to do with your mission. Now pretend I know nothing.
Okay, so Engraved Washington is, as his title implies, engraved. Normally that means he'd be in charge of two drafted Magomancers that operate in the field. Ideally. However, due to Madhouse's shortage of field-capable Imagomancers, Engraved Washington often worked in the field, serving as both supervisor and agent. He and Drafted Wexler worked with this arrangement until their falling out.
It wasn't a falling out. A stubborn old bastard wouldn't
Wexler?
Listen to me about... Fine.
Engraved Washington was one of the few Imagomancers capable of fieldwork after reaching engraved status. It's my understanding that by the time an Imagomancer has been with the Madhouse long enough to make it to engraved, the backlash from the Imagomantic energy has savaged their body to the point of rendering them incapable of wielding Imagomancy. After the dissolving of Michael and Drafted Wexler's partnership, I was assigned to serve with Engraved Washington. Everything went smoothly. Well, as smoothly as it can in this business, until we got the task at sundown. Sundown was a retirement home out in New Braunfels. I took two tattoos with me, a mind map and a call cat. I brought my cat, Scout, with me as well, for obvious reasons. Washington had his standard fare, the ink blade and the spell shield tat, as well as a slug's log.
Always playing the knight.
Michael liked rolling heavy. The plan was we'd scout with the call cat spell, then he would go in if there were any hostages, catch them by surprise using the intel.
What was the distress?
Slain elderly. Bad business. The pact forbids the killing of the elderly. They're too close to the other side.
Stay focused, Lily. We know this already.
Right. Sorry. I'm still gathering my bearings. When we arrived, we parked a few blocks down, just in case. We didn't know if there was a creep on the warpath. The palimpsest, according to Washington, had been vague, but that's no surprise. I took Scout and tapped into her mind. Have either of you used Callcat?
Once. Never again.
Then you know how difficult it is. Scout and I shared a bond. I'd nursed her from a kitten, taken her on countless assignments before working with Washington. My bond with Scout was intimate. I miss her. Sorry.
Take your time.
Thank you. The plan was to send Scout in first, gather intel, then release the spell and give Michael all the details. Michael goes in shortly after, takes out the bad guys. Easy.
Someone got the drop on Michael. Nobody gets the drop on Michael. He wasn't ready.
Neither of us were. I picked the scent up well before Scout reached the retirement home. Blood, and plenty of it. I thought about releasing the call cat, telling Michael, but forged on to find an entry point. There was a cracked window near a hedge, so I sent Scout up it. I was in tune with her body. It was basically second nature. The inside. It was a fucking mess. Every room held a corpse or two. Every single last person in the retirement home had been murdered. Throats torn out, disemboweled. Horrible stuff.
Somebody thought they could get away with breaking the pact? Bold. Even the Magi will crack down on transgressors to keep us from sticking our noses in their business. Nobody wants a war.
It was difficult to navigate. Scout's sense were keen. But I was still a human at the helm, and my disgust gave me trouble. Then I heard them. Scout's hearing was excellent.
Heard who?
The Magi. Two of them. They'd entered through a back entrance, one reserved for staff. I didn't see what they looked like at first.
You didn't want to get more info?
I didn't want to risk them making eye contact. Callcat is a great spell, but a savvier Magi can always pick out a human psyche residing in a host animal. One of them, a man, seemed almost impressed by the amount of death present. The scene was absolute carnage. Bodies were slumped over tables, on sofas. One nurse was leaning over a wheelchair, her glassy eyes staring into nothingness. A man picked his way through the death. His head was shaved, but he had a white goatee and wore denim jeans and a leather jacket. On his belt dangled several harmonicas, graven with skeletal figures and withered corpses. The other was a woman who looked like a librarian in her slender pantsuit and striped Portofino shirt.
So many dead.
Did you order this, Calloway? I know you've been preoccupied with death as of late.
This has nothing to do with my daughter, Maya. Don't think to probe me. You're not good at messing with minds that aren't in that absurd contraption of yours.
That absurd contraption will lead us to the Atlas Infinitus. You want the map as badly as I do, hence why I thought you jumped the gun here. The Mind Forge still needs more psyches.
You think I'm so brutish, don't you? I respect you, Maya. I respect the operation you've set up. This is butchery. There's at least 15 dead here. The madhouse would be all over our asses if we put out a kill order on a bunch of elderly.
Are they going to be?
Going to be what?
All over our asses.
What do you mean by that?
You said madhouse would be after us if we did this. Somebody did this. And if that somebody isn't here, but we are...
Don't get cold feet now. You're here. Suck out the souls before they move on, and let's get the hell out of Dodge.
Calloway, what the hell did you just rope me into? I know the madhouse can be quick.
And I know that you've been telling the others that the Atlas will be done soon.
I've got waitlists out the ass. Austin is hot right now, Calloway. Hot. When my project is done...
I want to see her now. I haven't seen her in... I am tired. Tired of waiting. Calm down, Calloway. Calm down. It won't matter when we have the Atlas anyway. The Hundred-Handed will be so far ahead of Madhouse that they may as well not even exist.
Can't believe you dragged me out here risking my neck so you can feel hunky fucking dory about my project. Christ, Calloway, if the Madhouse or an insane creep pinches me, that's it for the project. That's it for your little girl. Did you think of that?
I don't know what I was thinking. The tip came in. It said it knew of a no-witness hit going down here. No Muss, no Madhouse, or Imagimancers.
And you believed that?
It's true so far.
Shit. We have to move quickly.
That's what I was saying. They're dead anyway. No point in leaving them for some creep's dinner.
Please tell me you at least secured the perimeter. Pretty please.
Come on, Maya. This isn't baby's first bloodbath. I've got a man on the outside channeling interference. He's got coverage for two blocks with a dumb tongue spell. Any one of the flock comes near, they'll be confused. No chance of cops. And he said if there were any madhouse, they'll probably get turned around.
My ears, well, Scout's ears, perked up when I heard that. A tip-off. And one I'd have to let Michael know when I got back to my body. Still, I thought it was odd that Michael and I just so happened to be in the area before the dumb tongue managed to seal it off with his magic.
Good, Calloway. That means we can still salvage this mess. Just stick the gloom glass stiletto up the nostril just
so. You're really going to put that up its nose? Oh, no, no, no.
It's the most efficient means of getting to the psyche. Now to deposit it into a receptacle.
Why do they look like dolls?
It's
sympathy. Less degradation in a psyche, the more its receptacle resembles a human body.
Remarkable.
Isn't it grand?
She did this a few times, taking the souls out with her gloom glass stiletto and putting them in the dolls. At one point, I lost track of the duo. Despite the corpses, there weren't as many good hiding spots as you might think. Before pursuing them further, I withdrew my psyche from Scout, urging her to stay put. Found myself back in my own body, seated in the car that we had parked in a nearby pay garage.
You back? What's it look like?
Two inside, possibly a grave caller and a psychomancer. There's supposedly a dumb tongue nearby, using illusions to keep the flock away. Something's weird about this, Michael.
Magi scum thinking they can clean out an entire retirement home? Seems normal in our line of work.
It's not like that. They're surprised, too. I think they're scavenging.
Were there any signs of creeps?
No. It's messy, but...
But?
I can't explain it. It's almost as if someone killed everyone in the home, then staged it to make it look like a rampaging creep did it.
But there's nobody else you saw aside the two Magi?
Right.
Shit.
We can come back.
No. Not going to happen. If they're here... They deserve what we're going to do to them.
I don't think it's that clear-cut, Michael.
Listen to me. They are not our friends. They aren't our colleagues. They are the enemy. The Magi have always been our enemy. Just because we have to play nice to keep from sparking an outright war doesn't mean they're not our enemy. As far as I'm concerned, we waxed these two scumbags, and we just made the world a better place.
If you say so.
I do. The elderly are off limits, point blank period. Those Magi forfeited their protection when they decided to capitalize on a tragedy.
I really don't like this.
I'll be careful. I have a slug slog tat. It'll buy me time to take out the psychmancer first, then I'll handle the other guy.
And what do you want me to do?
Signal. Put your mind back into Scout. Try to get close to them. Then signal with a meow or something so I know where they are. Then make a distraction. It sounds like the rooms are pretty enclosed. They won't even know what hit them. Body should be safe here while you channel into Scout. Just make a little noise so they don't notice my arrival. But first things first, be a doll and point out where that dumb tongue is. I know we're already within his illusion radius, but I'd rather keep the amount of wild cards in play to a minimum.
Got it. Be safe, Michael.
Always am.
I watched as he got into the elevator and headed to the ground floor. From my vantage in the parking garage, I could see him crossing the boulevard, heading up to the entrance of Sundown. I reached my will out to reclaim control of Scout. Once in control of Scout again, I slipped outside. It took about 5 minutes, but we eventually sniffed out the dumb tongues masking the area. He'd picked the most obvious spot to work his magic from. The only passenger van in sight. Must have gotten the idea from a bad spy movie. Michael didn't bother with any formalities. He tore open the back door, hurled the tranced out dumb tongue onto the pavement before breaking his neck. With the dumb tongue out of the picture, I backtracked to the Sundown building. I had to locate the two Magi. I made my way inside, then found a ventilation system. I crept through the system until I heard the telltale sound of a psyche being drained from a corpse. They were in the common area, not far from the lobby.
That should be enough. Let's go before the madhouse comes poking around.
Was that a cat?
I leapt down into the common area, purring, but doing my best to avoid eye contact.
It is a cat.
Oh, come here, baby.
I went up to the woman, meowing loudly to give Michael a sense of her location. He'd have to take her out first, otherwise the fight would be over before it started.
Come here. Come here.
Instead, I turned away, flicking my tail at her. I began to pad over to the door that led to the lobby, where Michael would be coming through any minute. The woman followed.
I said, come here!
What's wrong?
There's a human psyche in this cat. Let's get a good look at you. Ah! You're a biter, huh? Calloway, start raising the dead. We've got...
Michael strode in with that reckless courage he always had. The joke about how you had old Imagimancers and bold Imagimancers, but no old, bold Imagimancers didn't hold true for Michael. But I suppose everyone's luck runs out someday.
Imagimancer!
Just as I was literally hightailing it out of there, I looked back and saw him cripple Maya's leg with a nasty quick slash using his ink blade.
Maya, no!
Make one wrong move, Magi, and I'm taking her head.
Just let me tend to her. She'll bleed out. Damn it, I should have known something was up.
Why'd you come here? Why attack this location?
We didn't. It was like this when we got here.
Uh-huh. Let me guess, you just so happen to be in the neighborhood.
Maya, do something.
She's in shock. She won't be able to focus her will to do anything right now. Now answer my... What was that?
This is where it all went wrong. Something had hit Washington. I didn't see it, but I saw the effect of it. His ink blade began to flicker in and out. Calloway wasted no time in playing his hand.
I bring the dust of the dead, the salt of the forever wake slumber, the salt of the bitter black sea, that churns within our hearts, breathe life into the breathless.
Hear my voice, O recent dead, dance. A grave caller, huh?
Kill him, servants!
I leapt up at Calloway, began scratching at his face. He tore me away, slammed me into the ground. I heard the bones in Scout's body break.
Lily, withdraw!
For the love of God, kill him!
Bring it, you dead bastards! Ah!
His magic is failing! His magic is failing! More! More! Swarm him!
Christ, they're everywhere!
Let go!
This is bad. Lily, you have to get out of here.
Oh, no you don't, kitty. You're going to watch your friend die. You can't hold them off forever, Imagimancer.
Try me.
Come on! Why isn't the tattoo working? No!
Fuck this. As long as I draw breath, I'm not going down without a fight. Bring it!
Let go!
I watched as the remaining undead took their forks and their knives and began stabbing him. Maya, she held Scout's head, forced me to watch every second of it. I'll kill them. I swear to God, Vasquez. Wexler, this is just the beginning. What they did, I won't stop until I kill them all!
The Hundred Handed is a Madhouse Radio production, created and written by Tom Trest, directed by Brooke Pilafont, original score by Drew Griffith and Ian Flores, sound engineering by Tom Trest, featuring the voice of Deanna Lalich as Lily Thomas, Cynthia Cruiser as Solomon and Lily's mother, Dana Williams as Vasquez, Gage Richter as Evan Wexler, Brooke Pilafont as V, Stephen Cruiser as Michael Washington and Lily's father, Kimberly Gates as Maya, and Mike Blackwell as Calloway.